In this video, we're going to discuss with you why you should pray before meals. But first, we're going to go eat. That work? What are you doing? Yeah, you are. There's not a specific command from the Bible to pray before you eat, but it's a very good thing to do for many reasons. You're asking God to bless you. You're asking God to bless your food. It's also thanking God for all the good things that you have in your life. This is a great act of humility. Also, it's very easy for us to get busy and to get distracted. And by stopping to pray before meals, this helps to recollect ourselves and to become more aware of the presence of God in our lives.
St. John the Apostle is often shown through Christian art holding a chalice. And there's a reason for that. There's a story from the life of St. John where someone once tried to poison him. And so St. John, receiving his glass, stopped before he drank it. And he made the sign of the cross and he prayed. And as he prayed, the poison took the form of a serpent and slithered its way out. And St. Gregory the Great tells us of how St. Benedict, being newly elected as the abbot, started to initiate these reforms that many of the monks weren't comfortable with. And they thought he was being too extreme and going too far. And so some of the monks conspired to kill him. And so what they did one day was put a poison into his cup of wine. And St. Benedict stopped before he drank his wine and paused and made the sign of the cross over it. And as he did this, the cup of wine broke in half and poured onto the ground. So just because you pray before meals, does that mean that you're never going to have food poisoning? I don't know. But what I do know is that it doesn't hurt.
I know that some people, when they're not having a meal, maybe they're having a snack, and they don't pray before the snack, they'll make the sign of the cross over the snack. I think that's a great idea. I don't see anything wrong with that. If a parent can bless their children with the sign of the cross, I think it's okay that they make the sign of the cross with something lesser, like their food, provided that you're not trying to like imitate or impersonate a priest. I find that modern Christians don't have an appreciation for the sign of the cross. The cross is a sign of my salvation. I'm renouncing my own will and accepting the will of God for me. I'm denouncing Satan, his pomps and his works, and I'm embracing Christ. So don't be ashamed of making the sign of the cross in public. The cross is very powerful. And yes, it does mark you as somebody who's different and distinct, but that's good to see.
It is really important to pray out in public before meals. I know I used to have a huge problem with it. It was always really hard for me to summon the courage to make that sign of the cross in front of everyone in the restaurant. I was really self-conscious about it, and I let myself get in the way of what's most important. Even that small witness, it's a huge deal. And I have noticed that when I am with a few friends, even if it's just two of us, that when I begin to pray, that friend also prays, and I realize that it's bigger than me and it's bigger than what I feel comfortable doing. And you never know who's around you, and they see a young person like yourself bearing such, you know, a strong witness to God's presence in your life. And it is really important to remember that when you're done praying, that you carry yourself with dignity and you treat those around you with respect, because the people who saw you pray, they are watching you.
One of the things that my family does, in addition to the normal, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts prayer, we add to that two prayers, which I think most people can benefit from. We say, may the grace of the Holy Spirit abide with us forever. We add that because we're praying for more Holy Spirit. Also, I'm praying for the grace of final perseverance, because I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to be with me for all of eternity. So that's the first prayer. Then after that, we pray, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. So by doing this, we're praying for the dead, which is a great act of mercy on our part. So this prayer together, these two prayers only take 10 seconds. So now if I do this three times a day, I'm praying for the grace of final perseverance, I'm praying for an increase in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I'm praying for the souls of those who have passed before us. This is a great habit that only takes 10 seconds, and I strongly encourage more people to do it. It can be very easy to just go through the motions when we're praying, not just praying before meals, but at any time. I strongly encourage you to pause, acknowledge the presence of God, and to pray with intentionality, focusing on the words that you're saying. I would love to hear what your prayer is before meals. Maybe you pray after meals. Maybe you have a testimonial about how you didn't pray before, but now you do. I would love to hear that in the comments below. Thank you for watching, and God bless you. Thank you for watching this video. I encourage you to subscribe so that you can get notifications. I have two other YouTube channels, and I want you to check those out too. On one channel, I have really high quality, well-produced content. On another channel, I have lectures and talks that I've given. The easiest way to find those channels, besides clicking there, is to go to www.truefaith.tv.